Hey, you can enjoy the Six Eyes Radio Network. Just call 424-243-9617.
And welcome, everybody, to the Six Eyes Gospel Show here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you saying welcome one, welcome all to the program today, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Press that number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things, as we are going to have a great time in the Lord today with good gospel music, a good message from Pastor Bonnet, and a little time in the basement having some good chicken and stuff like that, along with the Bloodhound of Scripture. So want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Queen Nye, who do we got in the house with us? Ready to say howdy? I know we got Sister Ruth. Want to see how your medals are all doing. Let's get that out of the way, and then we'll get into an opening prayer. Okay. While she's getting her coffee there. Ruthie, how you doing?
Got two thumbs up, two toes up, and say hi to Diamond and Trumpet, because I think Six is someplace else. So, yeah, and say hi to everybody. I hope everybody's doing good, and let's just praise the Lord.
Yeah, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. We have Sister Emily with us, and I am two thumbs up with my crown sitting just right, ten toes up, and Diamond is doing just fine. She has four paws up and running around here like she's had catnip.
Emily must have snuck her some. That's what the problem was. All right, we'll blame Emily.
Hey, now. Right now, don't blame me for it.
Oh, when it comes to something like that, I wouldn't doubt that you'd try it.
Maybe a little.
It's okay. Auntie Emily can do that.
All right. So how's it going today, Emily? What's your mental like? And
after the call I just had, my mental's kind of out the window.
Ooh.
I will explain off air what I meant by that.
I catch you. Okay. I guess you a jingle after. Okay. I know what you mean. Okay.
Well,
hopefully you'll leave better than you came in. Amen. That's the idea of this show. Amen.
I got a message for the beautiful queen over here.
Oh, okay.
Mother said to tell Miss Beautiful hi.
Oh, well, tell her I said hello and God bless her.
Be keeping Mom in prayer. She had a fall a little bit ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, yes, we'll keep her in prayer. Definitely. I hope she's okay.
Nikhil, I got a real quick question for you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those cases? They have beads with the stuff to make, like, necklaces and bracelets in them.
I think so.
Well, I turned one into a real nifty idea for storing something in.
Okay.
You know, normally you get worried if you're out and about and it starts raining, your phones are going to get wet, right?
Right.
I turned one of those into a cell phone storage case.
Okay. That's nice.
All right.
Well,
with that, Emily, do you have any prayer requests? We'll go with you first, and then we'll work with the other queens. All right.
Other than my mom, our first responders, our government, our station, the needs in the blind ministry, also be keeping me in prayer because I have not been doing so hot today.
Okay.
That I am complete.
Okay, Queen Nye, you're next.
All right, I'd like to ask prayer for all the people listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network. And we attended a wedding yesterday, a sixth cousin. I'd like to ask prayer for their new beginnings. Nicole and, oh my gosh. Always, why today? Anyway, the new couple, Byron and Nicole, beautiful couple, love them to death. I pray for their new beginnings and beautiful family, and I want them to have a great life together. So praying for their beautiful family and wishing Six a good luck today, and just everyone on the line, the Six Eyes family, and myself and my family as well. With that, I'm complete.
All right. Ruthie, your turn.
I got a praise report. I went to a chiropractor, and I think the Lord led me there because the activator on my knees and back has actually helped me move a little better. Of course, you know, continue to pray for it, but I believe that God can just work on it as long as I keep losing weight. And I lost 10 pounds. It's maintaining that. I just wish I could go for another 50 right now. So I'm taking it slow because you got to do at least a pound a week. They say it's dangerous if you do more than that. So I'm going into the pool soon. I get excited. So, and pray for Emily and pray for all the requests you had, everybody. And Chili Finks just died down the street from me. Nina needs, I think, salvation. So I think that's it for I'm complete.
All right. And then, of course, Emily already, we got, of course, Tim Groover over in Israel. I'd be praying for him, his needs over there, and the situation in Israel. Our government leaders, as Emily mentioned, our military, all those medical workers out there, no matter where they're working at, the sick and shut in, no matter where they may be, the lost in general, especially that soul who is nearest hell, that they, if they're listening today, that they'd reel up the white flag and surrender. And with that, I'm going to say that I am complete. And just keep me in prayer. So, Lord Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for another day, Lord. We thank you that we definitely have another way with you, Lord Jesus. We don't have to go upon the way we've been going. We could go with you. And we ask you, Lord, today, first off, that you would touch our hearts, cleanse our hearts from all unrighteousness, Lord Jesus, so that we would be able to be heard, Lord Jesus, in our prayers, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord Jesus, for all these requests that have been made. First off, Lord Jesus, for Emily's mom, Lord Jesus, that you've asked, Lord, we've had this asked, Lord Jesus, that you touch her and help her out there, Lord Jesus, as she's now fallen again, Lord Jesus, and we ask you to help her, Lord Jesus, that she'd be kept safe, Lord Jesus, and help her to continue on as she's been doing. We ask also, Lord Jesus, for Emily and her situation, Lord, whatever that may be, that unspoken, Lord Jesus, that she's had that is causing her not to feel like good today. We ask you also, Lord Jesus, for Nikhail and the request she's made with Six and his family with this wedding, Lord Jesus, and this couple that has just come together. We ask you to touch that family, Lord Jesus. Help them to realize that you need to be the head of that home. And, Lord Jesus, if you're the head of the home, that everything definitely will work out. It's always, Lord Jesus, got to be your way. It's you're the head of the home. And then, Lord Jesus, it's the man, but he's not to be a tyrant. And then the wife. And that's the way your word has got it placed. And as long as they keep it that way, there's always going to be order. And Lord Jesus, we ask you to help them to keep that order and keep you first, because that's the first and foremost. Help them to keep your word in their home, in their lives. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you, Lord Jesus, for Six, wherever he may be right at this moment, that you would touch him. We ask you for all the Six Eyes Radio Network team, Lord Jesus, and the people that are listening, that you would touch them, Lord Jesus, their needs as their representative, whether mental, physical, financial, Lord Jesus, you know what they may be. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask you for all our military out there, Lord Jesus, that you touch them. We ask you to touch all these different leaders of the different countries, Lord Jesus, represented around the world, of which we, Lord Jesus, represent by this station. We ask you to touch them, have them to, Lord Jesus, seek after you. Because if they'd seek after you, this world would be a better place. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask for Tim over there in Israel. And we ask for the situation over in Israel, Lord Jesus, that you touch that over there, Lord Jesus. Help that unrest to become rested, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord Jesus, for our military, that you touch them, keep them safe, wherever they may be at this time and wherever they may be stationed. And then, Lord Jesus, for our first responders, protect them and touch them, Lord Jesus, as they go about their duties. Lord Jesus, it's not an easy job as they serve and protect, but Lord Jesus, we ask you to do so. And then, Lord Jesus, for all the sick and shut out there, no matter where they may be, we ask you to touch them, Lord Jesus, with your healing hand as only you can. And then, Lord Jesus, for those who've lost somebody due to some sort of infirmity or illness, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch the families represented. Lord Jesus, comfort them with your Holy Spirit as only you can. And then we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch those who are lost, Lord Jesus, as they listen in today, especially that one who is nearest hell. We ask you to help them to reel up the white flag, surrender, saying, I yield, knowing that your word said, Lord Jesus, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So let this day be their day, and let them get in contact with us so we can rejoice with them in our newfound joy, Lord Jesus. And then, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord Jesus, for all these dirty, rotten situations that we see about in the newspaper or, Lord Jesus, that we see on the television or hear about on the radio set, Lord Jesus. We ask you to help us to learn to love our neighbors as ourselves, Lord Jesus, because in that case, we'd be loving the omnipresent neighbor who is you. Now, Lord Jesus, we turn the wheel of this program completely over to you. Now, Lord Jesus, we ask all this and pray it in your mighty and precious name. Amen and amen. All right, let's get right into our scripture reading, and then we'll get into some real good gospel music. Amen. So here we go.
This is Psalm 27, 5 through 14. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witness are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the good of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And this was Psalm 27, 5 through 14. And may God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen.
And that there was you could also say, a very good prayer in its own right, found in Psalm 27. Amen. All right, Queen Nye, you are on. Let's boogie for Jesus.
All right. And here we go.
Bobby Jones, NSB, and the wonderful voice of Faith Eddie.
Stepped in on time. I could know I didn't have a dime. and I got something to praise him for. Let me see you put your hands together and praise him.
Thank you. I love you. Let me hear you say, spend
my life with you.
Do you love him in here? Do you love him?
I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor
You're listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Listen, I'm a soldier on the battlefield, and I'm fighting today.
Fighting for the Lord.
I promised him I would serve him until I die. I'm fighting, yes I am.
All right, amen.
Missionary King.
I'm here. I was just trying to grab the phone. I set it down for a sec. It's one of those days. All right. So I heard you, Pastor Bonnet. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our man of
Thank
the
you.
Hour, Pastor Kenneth Bonnet of True Word of Faith. And we are now ready for the real good stuff. We've had our opening prayer, our opening scripture. We've saw how everybody's doing. But, hey, why not see how Pastor Bonnet's doing mentally first?
Amen. Well, I am doing mentally strong. Two thumbs up. I am encouraged in the word of God on today. And hopefully in the message you'll see why.
Amen. All right. Well, with that, that catches him up with the rest of us. And we've already had our good music. And now we are ready for the good stuff. Get out your spiritual steak knives and forks, because here we are, ready for some good meat. It is time for the word. And we are going to hear that from our one and only Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, True Word of Faith. And here he is. You have the floor. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Missionary Ken. God bless each one of you, Queen Nye, and all the rest of you in your respectable places. Amen. We give honor to God who is the head of my life. Thank God that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It is so good to be in the company of like believers. It is great, although we may not be physically connected to one another, but we are connected through the airways. Amen. And I am encouraged through that. Amen. That we shall have a wonderful time in the word of the Lord on today. Amen. I'm encouraged. Pray that this message today will encourage someone. This month, the emphasis, our monthly emphasis, deal with commitment. And so many things about the word commitment. Amen. And when we begin to think about commitment, we have to remember that in the process that commitment is something you must decide to do. It was something that you will make up your mind to do and to be. So commitment itself, by definition, is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activities, or et cetera. So it's an engagement or obligation that restricts freedom of actions. You know, when you're committed to something, you just don't run off and do anything and everything that your mind comes up with. When you're committed to a job or to a company, you're committed to their dress code. You're committed to their, you're holding to their dress code. You're holding to their policies and procedures because you're committed to that organization. You're committed to that connection. Even in a marriage, commitment deals with you're not just your own. You husband, you may be the head, but you're not just your own. Wives, you know, you are individuals, but you're not just your own. Commitment is the actions, amen, that obligates you. Amen. You're obligated, amen. And so when we jump into that today, dealing with commitment, so many things have to come across our mind. And once again, I want to thank all the listeners that's listening today here on the Six Eyes Gospel Show, the place where you get your praise on without leaving the house. Once again, it is an honor and privilege to be with you one more time. I am Pastor Kenneth Bonnet, True Word of Faith. Amen. And it is my desire today as a born-again believer, a Christian, amen, a servant of the Most High God, it is my endeavor today to encourage you to a stronger and better relationship with God. And if you don't know God, if you have not accepted his atonement, and that is through Jesus Christ, will encourage you to do so on today. Amen. To those of you that's going to be following me in scriptures, I'll be reading from the King James on today. Amen. And our first text, let's look at it. It's coming out of the book of Romans. In fact, Romans 12 and 2. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I had already been dealing with Joshua, and I read from it, and we're going to go back to that later on as well. But let me give you this as our prelude as we jump into the message today. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Amen. The Bible reads, "And be not conformed to this world. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." How many wills? Good, acceptable, and perfect. How many wills? That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I want you to say to yourself, God has a will for my life. Amen. Say it one more time until you believe it. God has a will for my life. Some of us know the phrase last will and testament. Usually the last will and testament on any normal circumstance would be the request or the information left after a person's demise, they're passing away. Regardless to what caused their death, the fact that they are no longer alive, we are now reading their last will and testament. And when we begin to read the will of that person, we begin to see their mindset concerning those that are mentioned in the will. Most parents, especially those that are able, when they consider writing a will, in that will, usually if it's a husband, it's, the will is their wife and their children. Amen. Vice versa with the wife. Is her husband and her children. And usually that last will and testament may have some stipulations in the time matter of receiving said goods or finances. And so we have a will. I want to serve to us today that God has a will concerning our lives. And what we don't understand is God is not, number one, God is not dead, but yet he still left a will for us. It's his word. And in God's word gives us his will concerning our lives, how we're to live, how we're to move and operate. And so even in this text of chapter of Romans, he said, and be not conformed, that's shaped. Amen. Conform is to be shaped, to be designed like. Don't be conformed to this world. Don't adapt the custom. Don't shape yourself like the world. But be transformed. That means something new or something different. Transformation deals with, y'all remember the Autobots, amen, Transformers, amen. At one moment it's a car and at another moment it's a machine, a robot, amen. Some of them, one moment they're a plane and then the next moment they're a robot, amen. And that transformation that they take place is based on what's needed in their life or what's needed at that time. when it's time for battle, they had to transform into the robot. They had to transform into the position that allowed them to be able to fight. And a lot of times we're not transforming into the position that will allow us to fight because we just don't understand that the battle is already fixed in our favor. We just don't understand that God has already moved ahead of us and made the way straight for us. And so the fight that we thought we was going to have, and many times it's not that fight at all. Amen. And so I want to really drop that on us. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We cannot go forward in God until we renew our old ways of thinking. In other words, what you did yesterday or last year, that was good, but now it's time to move forward. Deuteronomy chapter 34. Verse 4 and 5 reads like this. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give, nail that word will again, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. Amen. And God said to Moses, I'm going to do for the seed what I said. I'm going to do for the people what I said. Yes, you have been good. You have led them up to now. Yes, you have fulfilled your duty and obligation. But now it's time for someone else to take it further. Now it's time for somebody else to lead the congregation. Now it's time for someone else to pick up the mantle. And many of us, we have been in position of fellowship. And now God has transitioned us to leadership. The problem is we don't buy into it. The problem is we don't show up. Work, we don't show up to work, amen. And it's very important that yes, God done great things in the past. God done mighty things and mighty acts, amen. But what God wants to do next, amen, is a new thing for you, amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1-4. I want y'all to hear what the Lord says. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1-4. It says, hear ye children, the instructions of a father. We're leading up to Father's Day, and I may come back to this very text next week. But for right now, it's very important for us to understand the need of a leader, the need of a father. Fatherhood is the opportunity to cultivate greatness. Amen. To grow the seed that's planted. Amen. And so he says, hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. In other words, like you attend work, attend the meeting, attend the baby shower, attend the PTA meeting, he's saying to us, attend to no understanding. Show up to understanding. Go to understanding. understanding, inquire understanding. Amen. In other words, understanding here is a key thing. Amen. And so he says, hear ye, children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. Now, it's the attend, which is A-T-T-E-N-D, not pretend. Don't fake it till you make it. No. Pray about it. Study the word of God and get it for your one self down on the inside of you. Amen, somebody. Amen. So he says, verse 2, for I give you good doctrine. The Bible for us believers is good doctrine. Amen. The Bible we read is good doctrine. I mean, there's good teaching of humility and humbleness. Amen. And so here he is again, verse 2, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my law. We're going to see that again. It's so important that we don't forsake, give up on, bypass, overlook the laws of God. Why? Because it is through our obedience, amen, do we find passage to overcome the trials of life. Do we have the strength to do it? So he said, forsake ye not my law. Verse 3, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments and live. My commandments and live. We can't get past that. The lesson of wisdom is understanding that one who is all wise and knowing, you can't put nothing past it. Amen. And so we have to learn to operate by the spirit of wisdom and listen to what God is saying. Pay attention to what he's saying. And we got to get into the word to see what it is saying to us, it being the word. Amen. Amen. And so he says, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. In other words, you've been trying to find your life. You've been trying to identify your life. You've been trying to enjoy your life. But God said in his word, if you just keep his commandments, you will live. Amen. If you would just keep his commandments, you can live. You can have life more abundantly. And so that's the key for us. Thank you, Jesus. So keep my commandments and live. Are you struggling to live right now? Does it seem like some days you got to struggle to get out of bed? Earlier, the question was asked, how's your mental? How is your mental? Does that mean that I never have sad days? No. Amen. It means when you begin to become dependent on others versus being dependent on God, you do something by changing the atmosphere in your surroundings. Amen. And we must understand that in order for me to be who God says I am, I have to realize that I got to obey his word. It's simple. It's very simple. The lesson we learned, it is in Joshua. Amen. Y'all remember me reading about being strong and courageous. Amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, and then 6 and 7. Amen. Joshua verse 1, chapter 1, excuse me, verse 2 reads, Moses, my servant, is dead. And don't be deceived. Don't be mocked. Don't martyr him. Amen. When we realize that God is moving at a different pace than what we're moving at, we'll realize that we have to just learn how to stay safe. Amen. So he says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. Go over this Jordan, thou and all this people. What you don't realize is God needs you to succeed because somebody's blessing is tied on you moving forward. You can't stop right now. You can't throw in the towel right now. You can't give up right now. Well, brother preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't understand the pain and the suffering that I got to endure. You don't understand the master plan of God. Amen. We hear about heaven. Heaven is like there's a big picture. You ever seen a jigsaw puzzle? Amen. A puzzle box. Amen. The jigsaw puzzles. Try getting a 500-piece jigsaw puzzle. Amen. 500 different pieces. Amen. And many of them are the same in shape and different things of that nature. If you go and get that jigsaw puzzle and say, I'm going to put this together. Amen. You cannot successfully put it together, eliminating one phase of it. You got to understand that what God wants for you is a big picture. But sometimes you have to work the edges. Amen. You have to find the edges because sometimes it's easy to identify the smooth edges. And in life, sometimes we'll identify some smooth edges. But on the other side, where those smooth edges are rough, we're looking for help. And instead of seeking God for help, we begin to look to people for help. And a lot of times that can be misleading because they line us up with their will and their purpose. And we should be lined up with God's will and God's purpose. Amen. So Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, rise, go over this Jordan, thou and this people, and unto the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel, every place that thy soul of thy feet, every place that the soul of your foot. Amen. Every place. The Bible says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So who's ordering your steps when you go out to places that you shouldn't be? Who's ordering your steps when you begin to do the opposite of what God has called for your life? Amen. Who do the better when the challenges that you have are there? Excuse me, Lord. Thank you for all of them. When you're trying to build that puzzle, you got to build that puzzle on its corner. Sometimes as you're building, certain pieces may come together, but you don't see the whole picture. You have to stick to it. You have to stay in there until it begins to form. A lot of time when we don't see results in our lives, we don't see things happening right away, we get discouraged. We start to thinking, well, maybe it's not for me. Maybe it meant for somebody else. And we lose sight of the bigger picture. But here, Joshua is being encouraged that the picture that God gave the people was a promised land. But somebody spoke negative, spoke evil into their circumstance, and they never did walk into the promise that God had for them. A lot of times, our lives are like that. We'll want to, we'll have big dreams, and as soon as we go to share it with certain people, family members, people that's close to us, instead of them congratulating us on the new venture, instead of them encouraging us to press forward, they begin to say, so-and-so was going to build a business like that. And I tell you, they had a hard time. I wouldn't do that if I was you. The time is not right for that. Why do you think you're going to be successful with that? Who in your family like that? And it seems like every time you're ready to move forward, something comes, someone comes with negativity and begin to speak in your life. Negative, something contrary to what God has shown you. But if you want that jigsaw puzzle to come together, you got to keep connecting those dots. You got to keep connecting those little pieces that begin to form that picture. Because jigsaw puzzles are cut so uniquely, each piece has to fit just right. Amen. Every now and then you may get a piece that seems like it's fitting. Amen. But depending on the size of the jigsaw puzzle, how many pieces were there, it began to determine how quickly you can get the total picture done. And a lot of times it's based on us not being distracted by pieces that almost fit. And a lot of times we get an almost fit relationship. Amen. We get an almost fit business partnership. Amen. We get an almost fit help and support. Amen. It was almost fit. Amen. Amen. I don't know how many of us, it may be some of us, but if my pants almost fit it, you know, because I put them on and they almost fit. I couldn't zip them up. I couldn't button them up. I don't think I'd be wearing those pants outside in the public. Amen. Amen. I may walk around the house with it like that, but I don't think, so what I'm going to do is go find something else that fits. And sometimes we don't know how to go and find something else that fits. We don't know how to begin to look around, and we keep trying to make pieces fit that wasn't designed to fit. Everybody can't walk with you where you're going. Everybody is not designed to support you where you're going, because some people, their promise is for something else. Their promise is based on something else. But when your promise is based on the word of God, that's why it's so important to be in God's word. Amen. That's why he said earlier, amen. He said earlier in Proverbs, he told him, he said, I've given you good doctrine. Amen. The Bible for us is good doctrine. It has good, solid principles to live by. Amen. It is very clear and simplistic. Amen. It is us who try to make it complicated. Amen. Amen. And so he's telling Joshua, listen, Joshua, you have been a follower of Moses. Amen. You've done that. You have shown your commitment to my servant. Now that my servant is dead, I've called him home. Now I'm ready to give to the people what I promised him. Amen. And so I need you to go give it to them. I need you to open it up for them. I need you to lead them because they are in need of a leader. And so we have to understand that God will place us in places where we'll get good leadership, good information. Amen. And so he says, he goes on, he says, unto the land which I do give them, even the children of Israel, every place, here's a promise. He said, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. In other words, the will of God. He's saying, listen, I want you to move forward with life. I don't want you to be stuck on yesteryear, the success of last year or the last decade. But I want you to understand that you were surviving in the wilderness. Now I'm ready for you to live in paradise. I'm ready for you to live in the promised land. See, many of us, we have been surviving. And it was good for a season, amen, because we had to survive, amen. But what many of us develop is we have developed a low self-esteem complex that will have us not looking for God to do the greater, but we'll be just looking for God to do the bare minimum. And so we miss out because of our attention span. We miss out because of our desire and how we line up with the will of God. Amen. And so we have to be focused. I'll say it again. We have to be focused, amen, on God's will and plan, amen, because that determines the next move, amen. And so, once again, he goes on, and we're down here in verse 3. He says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. See, that's a sure enough blessing. In other words, God is going to bless where you're going. I want to prophesy to somebody today is where you obey God and move in the direction he told you. Amen. This blessing that's coming to the children of Israel is not because of their yesterday disobedience. Amen. But it is because of the covenant relationship that his father and his father's father and his father's father had made a covenant with God. Amen. And had an arrangement with the Father. Amen. To receive glory, honor, and praise. Amen. And upon that, amen, upon them receiving that, amen, they were able to understand that no matter how big the enemy is, it don't matter how great they are, God has given this to me. So I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad. And so when you begin to rejoice and be glad in what Christ is doing for your life, amen, you'll begin to have a different amen. So let's move on. Glory to God. Verse, jump down to verse 6 with me. He says here the command for you, for me, be strong. He didn't say be guessing. He didn't say be hopeful. He said be strong. And if God told us to be something, that means he's already placed the tool necessary on the inside of us to be what he said for us to be. And this tool is through his relationship. And he says, verse 6 again, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, he says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for inheritance the land which I swore unto your fathers. And here it is. Now God is talking to him. God is talking to him because it's time for him to pick up the mantle. It's time for him to lead the families in a different direction. Amen. And so as we move forward, remember, as our kids grow up, they're going to do some of the same silly stuff that we did. Amen. And because they're following us, they're doing what they see. And so when we understand that, we'll begin to move like God wants to move. He said, I swear this unto your father. He said, only be thou strong and very courageous. Powerful all by itself, only. See, a lot of times we think we got to do 1,000 different things for God's blessing. Number one, his blessing comes through our faithfulness and our commitment to him and the plan that he has for our lives that day. And so if we ever grab hold of grabbing the moment, amen, to live in this day, amen, to its fullest, amen, we can begin to understand each other's issues moving forward. Sometimes we did such monumental things, amen, and life happens and we're not able to do certain things anymore, and we can get bitter instead of getting better. Today, well, actually yesterday, so today marks one whole revolution. Yesterday marks a revolution of the time I fell. It was last year, June 8th, where I fell and had a bad fall. And this year, amen, a year has gone by. And I can't say to God, well, Lord, I would have been further off, but you let me fall. Or you allowed me to fall off the ladder. Lord, I could have did this, but this is happening. And what we fail to realize is we didn't surprise God. God was not surprised about our fall. Amen. It was a motivational quote I wanted to read to us at the beginning. I forgot. And it was simply this. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. Amen. Amen. And so when we began to walk as people of value, when we began to behave that way, glory. And if we don't change our mind about moving forward, see, we have to change our mind about how God operates, how God moves. I hear people a lot of times say, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Years ago, I started telling my friends, stop saying that. Because if the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous and you don't have it, then you wasn't in the right wicked place. You didn't talk to the right wicked person. Amen. Because you said the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Well, we got to learn how to celebrate God now, how to magnify him right now. And so moving forward is, yes, God, I was good then. Thank you. Just want you to think about Joseph's story. Joseph, one day, he's anticipating a baby brother or sister because he didn't know. He anticipating his mom giving a natural birth. Amen. And in the midst of that, he goes from being glad of being given a dream that was mighty, that was powerful, and he shared it with his brothers who shot it down. He shared it with his father and his mother who dismissed it. Amen. And not that they was looking to get something out of it for themselves, but they just missed the understanding of how God operates. God gives him a dream and tells him that that his father and mother is going to need him. Amen. They ought to bow down to him. His own mother. Amen. And so, but he still don't understand. Amen. And so, finally, when there was some understanding, glory, he began to move forward. But how can you move forward without understanding? One thing about wisdom is you have to have the right understanding. Amen. Because the wrong understanding is going to make you put pictures together that was never meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so we have to move forward. So nevertheless, the quote that I was trying to give you earlier, amen, it says, try not to become a man of success. All of us are striving for success, and we want people to recognize who we are. But this quote says, try not to become a man of success or a person of success. He says, but rather try to become a man of small value. Amen. Try to become something that's useful. Amen. Something something that is useful to you. Amen. That you use to encourage others and to build others. Amen. So he says, try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. Are you a person of value? Can people count on you? Amen. Amen. Being a person of value don't mean you're going to get everything right. Let me testify. I had a customer of mine that inadvertently I overlooked. And this particular customer was the reason why I had several other customers. And to add insult to the injury, I didn't even call her. I didn't even reach out to say cat, dog, this, that, or the other. I totally dropped the ball concerning this customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to do some work, and they called me.
Mm-hmm.
And said, you know I'm mad at you. You know I'm disappointed. Now, she made her statement and told me everything, how she was feeling. But she wasn't done releasing it. I could have said, all right, well, you done said your pieces. Bye now. No. I had realized if I'm going to be a person of value, I can't even run away from my wrong. I can't run from doing something that it was not my heart intent.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind intent.
Yeah.
I allow other distractions to hinder me from doing what I knew I should have done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, long story short, my son is, my oldest son, he's there listening because he's over. We were just talking and several times he's looking like, and he said it to me after the fact. He said, Dad, I was about to tell you, just hang up the phone, man. Come on. I said, no, son, I have to own that. See,
mm-hmm.
when God chastises us, we want to run.
That's right. That's right.
But a good son, a good daughter, welcomes the chastisement of their father. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings correction.
That's right.
I had to take
right.
that chastisement. Why? Because
mm-hmm.
it brings correction.
Right.
It reminds me not to do that again. It helps me to be mindful not to overlook anybody,
mm-hmm.
regardless of the intent. Why are you sharing that, Pastor? Because I need to let you know we make mistakes too.
Right. That's right.
And some of us, we're so bent on trying to be perfect in the literal sense. That we don't understand perfect being complete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my completion is in God, not in me.
Mm-hmm. Not in me.
So I'm perfect in God. I'm not perfect in me. the me is still worked on, being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The me is still being developed.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so we must understand that dynamic. Amen. And as we understand that, we can move forward. Amen. We can press past the negativity. Amen. What if after those 12 spies came back, the 2 that gave a good report and the 10 that gave a bad report, what if the people said, we ain't studying y'all 10. We want what the 2 said.
Mm-hmm.
We ready to fight. They could have their journey going the route that they took with the numbers of people that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Some say that journey was only supposed to last them a total of about 40 days. But because somebody couldn't move on, because somebody couldn't press past the negativity, they suffered 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to share with us today, I'm saying to us, let us not suffer 40 years. Amen. Because we want to believe a bad report. We don't want to believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Because we want to accept something else other than what we supposed to be hearing from God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so let me, I'm going to repeat this quote. Try not to become a man of success, but rather try to become a man of value. The value of a man should not be seen in what he gives and mm-hmm. not in what he is able to receive. I'm going to say that part again. The value of a man should be seen in what he gives and not what he receives.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you become more valuable as you become more giving. Amen. But if you're the one that's always receiving, you lose value.
You lose value. Mm-hmm.
Because people see you as needful or unhelpful. Sooner or later, they start overlooking you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you have been a person that's been very helpful here or there, our people will begin to look towards you for
mm-hmm.
their help. Amen. And so he says, so don't try to just be a man that value in what you're receiving. Amen. I'm going to read that part again. The value of a man should be seen in what he gives and not what he is able to receive. A man may conquer a million men in a battle, but one who conquers himself is indeed the greatest of conquerors. Y'all heard the song with Kirk Franklin and them, We Are Conquerors. Amen. Well, if you never want to go through anything, if you never want to face anything, how can you ever become a conqueror? And if you never deal with yourself and your own personal issue, you never truly conquer what is meant to be conquered first. And that's what's in you. Amen. For all my men out there, all my men, talking to the men, we're leading to Father's Day this month. We want to highlight the men. Amen. So to all my men out there, try not to become a man of success once again. Hey, but mm-hmm. rather become a man of value. The value of a man should be seen in what he gives and not what he receives. A man may conquer a million men in a battle, but one who conquer himself indeed, the greatest of conquerors.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. The greatest of conquerors. Amen. And so you can do it. You can become. Amen. He who requires himself is the mightiest of warriors. One secret of success in life is for a man or woman to be ready for his or her opportunity when it comes. To be ready. My bishop, like you say, the doors of opportunity don't stay open, they swing. Amen. So that means you got to be ready for the moment. Amen. One secret of success in life is for a man to be ready for his opportunity. When it comes, success is not final. Our successes in life are not final when we see tomorrow. What I did yesterday, that's not the final definition of me. And so I shouldn't stay there. Amen, somebody. Failure is not fatal. Sometimes we fear failure, so we don't try nothing. But failure is not total. In other words, you're not going to die from failing unless you're a parachute, a skydiver. Amen. Yeah. If you're a skydiver and you fail to pack your own chute, amen, to make sure it was packed right, amen, failure is not an option. It could be fatal for you. Because if you fail to open that chute on time, or if the chute itself, because it wasn't packed right, don't open up, that's going to be final. That's going to be fatal, excuse me. Amen. But failure to try new businesses, new goals, new ambitions, those things are in constant rotation around us in our lives. So your failure is not fatal. Is the courage to continue that counts. Never give up. Never quit. Never stop. Keep on moving. That's the song. We are conquerors. How can you conquer if you keep stopping? Amen. So if you want to be successful, amen. Don't look for it. Don't look to be successful. Look to be a person of value. And watch God shape your life. Amen. God will shape your life. Amen. Now at this time, I just want to go ahead and digress. Amen. Amen. I want to digress. I want you to gravitate on what's been said already. Amen. Here it is, Joshua succeeding. God had to tell him, listen, Moses is dead. That last leadership is over. It's your turn. You've been up under mama and them for a long time. You go to mama and them church. You did. You followed mama and them, but now you're mature. Now it's your turn to lead. And so what legacy are you leading people? What legacy will you leave behind? What will you demonstrate in the eyes of others? Would it be your will to quit or your will to move on in spite of? Amen. And so what we got to really grasp hold of is saying, Goodbye to yesterday's failures. You know, I know when you were, before you were saved, they called you all kinds of nicknames. Mm-hmm. Amen. But now that you are in faith, now that you are saved, you've been saved by grace. It's not And so that grace that saves you is the grace that gives you opportunity to get right with God. Amen. So take on the chance to get right with God today. Amen. Don't you let another day pass you by without you getting right with God, because he loves you. He has a plan for your life. And that plan many times came down through your ancestors that God promised to bless them. So some things are inherent to you. It's coming your way because somebody else laid the foundation. For us, Jesus Christ laid the foundation that we may receive heaven. Amen. But that's not an excuse for us to not to work on the earth today. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Love you with the love of Christ. And I now release it back into the hands of those in charge of today's program. Once again, don't stop. Keep moving. Amen. Don't stop. Keep moving. Don't stop. Keep moving. Joshua was told by the Lord, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And he told Moses, God told Joshua, be strong and very courageous. Amen.
Amen. That was a good message there, Pastor Bonnet, and I enjoyed that very much, especially that very last thing you said there about Joshua, because many times in my life that's exactly what I've had to remember more times than not. Amen. All right.
Amen.
So out there, who has any takeaways? Amen.
Give an honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To God be the glory, who is our awakening that woke me this morning, cold in my right mind. Activity,
yeah,
to be able to move. Limbs, to be able to move. Amen. To God be the glory. So I thank the Lord. I repent and ask the Lord to forgive me of anything said, done, omission, commission. I've been slowful in doing the will of God. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. And I just ask the Lord to continue, amen, to wash me thoroughly from my iniquity. What a great message today,
yeah,
Mr. Bonnet.
Yeah,
I tell you, you talked about that last testimony, that last will testament. You know, and one thing, two things we know, and three things that we sure got to line up and get right with Christ Jesus, because we can't go in any kind of way, and we definitely got to have all the I's dotted and all the T's crossed. Amen. To God be glory. So, you know, when you talked about, you know, you said something so profound, I said, well, man, you know, can't nothing work. You know, when Pastor Bonnet fell, you know, he talked about his great fall. Yesterday made a year in your great fall, but look at you today. A rebirth.
Yeah.
Amen. Number 9 represents rebirth. God, rebirth.
Yeah.
Amen. It did a new thing.
Yeah.
Amen. So that lets me know, amen, that the foot cannot operate without the anchor. The anchor can't operate without the knee bone. The knee bone can't operate without the hip bone. The hip bone can't operate without the shoulder bone. The shoulder bone can't operate without the neck bone. Amen. So I tell God thank you today. Because all of his connection is right there. It's right there. I'm so grateful, and I am appreciative, amen, to God be the glory, to do his will, amen. Because, see, I don't want to be said and done. Out of all the work that you've done for me, you worker of iniquity, I need you not. I don't want him to tell me to separate because my work is in vain. You know, when you do good work, your good work is going to speak for you. I don't want the success of it, but the value of what I put in, what the Lord has directed my path. I want the value of what God is, because I am a helper. I am a helper to others, to fill in when others don't show up, when others not there. You know, always, you know, it's always that I raise my hand you know, and they said, well, she always, but you're not there, but you sitting back there talking, you back there mumbling, and you back there grumbling, but you're not there. You know, you're talking about what I'm doing. Well, let me step aside and let you do it. But then in the midst of it, you come up with all kind of excuses for why you can't be, you know, and I've never seen from Genesis to Revelation can't in the Word of God. And Philippians 4:13 lets me know that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. If he give me the strength, he send me, I'll go. I ain't going to be like the five students. Amen. To God be glory. I ain't going to be like the that he their talent. But I want God's work to be perfected.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he's going to get the glory out of the story. I ain't I'm not trying to be a man pleaser. I'm trying to please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because I want his work. I don't want to have do his work. I don't care if I'm a janitorial kitchen worker. I don't care if I clean stalls. I want to be the best stall cleaner that I can be because I want God to be pleased. I want God to be pleased. And I give God the glory. I give God the praise. Thank you for the message today because that just really, really opened up me. I can't speak for nobody else. I'm speaking for Evangelist Clayton. I'm speaking for Sister Sheila. I'm speaking for whoever you are. I'm just speaking as a servant of God. I just want to be a servant of the Lord. Amen. I ain't trying to gain no prestige because all my prestige just come from the Lord. I thank God for doing his will, you know, and he lets us know. That's why he lets us know that thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. To God be glory. So I want his will to be done and I want everything to be in place. I don't want to have to mumble or grumble. Because when you do it God's way, it's going to work in God's plan. God knows the plans that he has for you. I thank you for that, Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plans. He knows, and he knows I expect him in. So I give God the glory, and I give him the praise. Thank you again, Pastor Bonnet, for a profound message from the messenger today. Amen. Pray my continuous strength in the Lord that I stay on the battlefield for the Lord, and I won't take down, and I won't turn back. But I stand.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, Pastor Bonnet.
Hi. Hey, Lady Ruth, how you doing?
I keep falling out of bed, so all I can figure out is the bed's too high or something wrong with my coordination. But I'm praising the Lord that I actually had some success with chiropractic treatment, so the knees are getting a little better. And my back, I might be having injections, but I still believe God can heal the whole mess. So, and I loved your message today, especially when someone else had mentioned something about Joshua, too. But you did a wonderful job.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
Sister Ruth. First of all, I want to say, hallelujah. I just give God the praise today. I just want to shout out to God and just give him the praise. Deep down in my soul, I am joyful today. I have peace in my spirit. I just want to lift up my hands and dance unto the Lord and just give him the praises today. My mental is over 10 today. I just feel blessed because he woke me up this morning to see another day in my right state of mind, my good healthy strength. So I'm just giving God the praise, and I just want to say hallelujah again.
Hallelujah.
I know I probably shout out and bust out your ears, but I'm just joyful in my spirit today. I thank God for Pastor Bonnet for the word today and the month of commitment. And I just thank God when he gave us the word and saying that keep God's commandment and we shall live. If I keep his commandment, I shall live. And as he was saying, the Bible we read is a good doctrine. And so I thank God for the good doctrine of today that I could be obedient to God's will and to go forth in his will and do his purpose that he has destined and set for my life, the purpose that he has set for my life. I just thank God today. And I'm saying hallelujah again. Praise his holy name. To God be the
hallelujah.
Glory. God bless
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord. I thank the Lord. And I give him glory. I thank God for his word. And I've enjoyed the Word of God talking about keeping His commandments.
Amen.
And that's what we want to do. We want to keep His commandments so that
yeah.
we can live. And
live.
I encourage the man of God to Pastor Bryant to continue to preach the Word and teach the
yes,
Word.
Lord.
Because you are very encouraging. Glory be to God. And it edifies us. And we thank you. Amen.
I just want to say that good afternoon to everyone. And I ask God to forgive me for my sins, known and unknown sins. And Pastor Bunny, God really used you each time to bring the Word. And I like how you break it down and how you use illustrations
yeah.
so people can understand it. And I just know that we got to get it right with God. And we can't stop here. We got to keep on going on and continue to be strong and courageous. And I want God to do all He can with me. And I just thank God again for the Word of God. Just keep doing what you're doing. God bless you and your family.
Amen.
Amen. That was good. Thank you, Elder and Sister Lockett, Lily Lockley. Amen. Wonderful things. Amen. We definitely have to keep moving. Amen. Sometimes our biggest problem in life is our last successful venture. And the thing that we did so well last, amen, and that hinders us from doing things right now. And so let's be encouraged.
Amen.
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 The other takeaways.
Yes, my name is Angela, and I want to thank God for being on here to hear everyone this morning, this evening, because I had surgery on Thursday, and I'm recovering from that. And I want to thank God for hearing Pastor preach every Sunday and also on the weekday. My name is Angela. I'm Mr. Sick Body's friend, and I recovered from my surgery, and I thank God for waking up out of the surgery and seeing another day.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody say something? Can I unmute?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So remember this. In order to possess the land,
I want
y'all,
okay.
In order to possess what God has for you, you have to move from where you are right now.
Move.
Whatever state that you're in right now, you got to move forward. Because He said He's going to bless where your foot trod. So if you don't move, you can't get the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't move forward, amen. And if y'all read that, the priest had to come, put their feet in the water parted, and God held up the rivers. Amen. The River Jordan, He caused it to back up. They walked through on dry ground. He said, livestock and everything with them. And so if you want to get the blessing that God has for you, you got to adopt the spirit of moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Adopt that spirit. I must move on. Amen. I can't stop. Amen. I said this, I was in my at work earlier this week, and we was in a camp, we were talking about something. And I said, I said, slow and steady wins the race. Because sometimes we get so fast and we want to do it now, do this. And we try to move real fast. I say, and it's a shame, I say that turtle won the race because he stayed forced. He kept moving. When that rabbit, he was so fast and to the point where he ran far enough to go to sleep. Amen. And so we have to realize that's how life is. We got to have the fortitude to stand our ground. We got to have the fortitude to press beyond the pain.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to give Father God praise, and I just want to say thank you for the message today. I got a lot out of it, and I want to, you know, just say thank you for always giving us the word and encouraging us to continue to stay strong in the word.
Amen.
We always want to ask forgiveness for our sins and continue to stay focused. We all sin every day. We were born into sin, but it doesn't mean that we cannot follow the word of God.
Amen.
So thank you for the great message today. And let us not forget who sent his son to answer for our sins, who sacrificed for our sins.
Amen.
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 Hey,
all right, any other
Bonnet.
Takeaways?
Hey, Pastor Bonnet.
Hello, Pastor Ellen.
Hey, great message today, dear. I enjoyed it, you know. Today I came in here, I had been having a tough time during the week. And just that message alone has got me from where I was, just not wanting to talk to nobody, not wanting to answer my phone. Mm-hmm. While you were preaching, I had been praying all week that my son would give me a call. And got into that prayer while you were preaching and I was on mute. I heard from my son for the first time on his own on the phone without anybody telling him, oh, you got to hurry up, you got to hurry up all this. No, me and my baby were on the phone for 20 minutes while you were preaching, even though I was talking to my son, my other ear was in tune with what you were saying.
Pain break.
And then when he heard you preaching, Pastor Bonnet, my son, my son made the crack. Mom, is that Papa Bonnet preaching? I said, yes, it is. He goes, well, when he get done preaching, you tell him, I said, quit throwing bricks because they hurt. I said, well, he don't make them. He just throws them, and if they hit you, you better make sure you got your hard hat on.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, first lady.
Well, Mr. Erkin, and Mr. Erkin, I guess we're ready for the bloodhound.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, then. Let's see if you guys have your sniffers ready and no pepper up your nose. So here it is.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized.
And we notice here, somebody had a healing and had scales fall from their eyes. So it was a visual healing. And we'll hear that verse one more time.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized.
And you notice after this person's healing, they arose and were baptized. Why? Because they had been converted, got saved. And we'll hear that verse one last time for our listeners' sake.
And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized.
Okay, anybody know where that's to be found?
Evangelist Clayton.
All right, Evangelist Clayton, where do you say it is?
I say that it is in the books of Acts, the 9th chapter and the 18th verse.
And that is 100% correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Good job.
Good job. All right. Well, here's what you got to sniff out by next week.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
And you notice the word says, add thou not unto his words. Bad news when you're adding to God's word. Bad, bad news. You should not add to God's word. You notice he says not to add. And this is not in the typical place that you'd find not adding to his word. So think about it, and we'll hear that verse again.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
Now, why don't you want to add to his word? Because if you do, he's going to find you a liar. So those adding to God's word, changing and saying, well, I think this would be better translated this. What you're really doing is adding to God's word, and he is going to find you a liar. Don't mess with God's word. He told you, because you will be found the liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. And we'll listen to that verse one more time for our listeners' sake.
Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar.
And that's what you gotta sniff out by next week. Amen.
Kenny?
Huh?
Revelation 22:18-19 says the same thing almost, but it doesn't bring out the liar part. But we got to be really careful not to do that.
All right, Ruthie. Well, we don't want to give away where it really is just yet. We got to let them sniff it out by next week. Amen.
I got my strongs. See, that's one thing I got that some people may not have. You got a strongs. I got a strongs. And it's really cool to have a strongs concordance. So y'all go out and get one, and you're
But Ruth, they also got a Bible app on their phone. They could be able to do a search that way as well. So
yeah, I'm proud of them. They could do that.
There's different ways of doing that. Amen. All right.
Number 31, woman.
What'd you say, cutie?
What did you say? What?
Don't tell him just yet.
Oh, she got it already?
No,
she's trying to let the cat out of the bag.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
All right. But anyway, all right.
No, let the cats out. That's not allowed.
Because if you let the cat out of the bag, there might be a big pit bull waiting outside the bag.
Penny?
Then there'll be a cat and dog fight. Meow!
You get a cat fight, they go, I've heard them for years. My grandma and grandpa used to listen to them with me on Grove Drive. They always had a lot of cats. We got cats all over here, too.
And then me and Pastor Bonnet end up having to preach a sermon to the two of them. Be angry and sin not.
Oh, darling, we have so much fun.
Let me try to behave, even though I know that's hard.
Oh, I got it. Oh.
All right.
Hey, you going to do a closing prayer?
Amen.
All right. Well, Evangelist Clayton, it looks like it's on you.
Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, that we ask and pray. Most gracious Father God Almighty, I come to you humble, as I know how today, God, to thank you, God, for the message today. Thank you, Father God, that your will be done in all of our life, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the alignment today, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God, for your outpouring, God, of your blessing. Thank you, Father God, for your blood today, because the blood still works, God. And we give you all the glory and give you all of the praise like no other. You're able, God, to do all things exceedingly and above all that we ask or we think, Father God. Mm-hmm. And, Lord, we just tell you, thank you, Father God. Thank you for Pastor Bunny, Father God. Thank you for Lady Bunny. Thank you, Father God, for Mr. Ken Wolf, Wolf and his wife, Father God, and each and every member, God, that are on this line, God. You know who they are. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the gospel show today, Lord. We thank you for our brother Six Eyes, Father God, with our brother Six Eyes Network, Father God. We thank you, God, for giving us a place to come, God, where we can fellowship, God, where we can share, God, where we can love each other, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I ain't got to be successful, God, but the value of who we are, God, in you, Christ Jesus, that makes us worth it, God. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thank you for the blessing, Father God, from Sister Emily today, Sister Ruth today. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your outpouring, God. Like no other, you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for you just being God all by yourself, God. You told us to humble ourselves and pray and seek your faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, God, for being obedient, God. And, Lord, to be able to take chastisement, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, when we leave this place, never from the presence of you, Lord, that you rest, rule, and that you abide, you pour back into the man of God what he has poured out today, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you continue to go before us as a fountain empty, refill, redefine, and restore us. And we're going to glorify your name and tell you thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And we ought to tell the church, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
I want to remind you all, if you don't know, that Missionary Ken, if you all can put it in your appointed book, amen. We are having a three-day revival, and we'd definitely like to invite you all, Six Eyes Radio Network, amen, and each and every one that can and will attend, amen, the revival on the 19th of this month, which is 10 days from today. 10 days from today, and that's on a Wednesday. That's on a Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On a Wednesday, the 19th, on our 7 o'clock p.m.
Is it going to be on your prayer line?
It's going to be on our other prayer line, and I texted number to Pastor Bunnett already in the access code and everything.
Okay.
So Lady Bunnett, he could share it with you, amen. But okay. I will give the number to Queen Nicole, and she will get it to you, Michelle Wolfgang, and all of you that can attend. Pastor Bunnett will be speaking that evening at 7 p.m. So I want you all to come out and support the revival, because truly if there's a time, we need to be revived. So I just invite each and every one of you to come out to the anointed prayer line, the Church of Jesus Christ ascending in the Word of God. Amen. For our 3 days, 3 night revival. Amen. And yours truly, ours truly, Pastor Kenneth Bunnett, amen, will be our speaker. Mm-hmm. And we can ask mm-hmm. the Lady Bunnett if she would be on to introduce her husband. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right. Well, if that is it, we are going to say God bless, good evening, and we will catch you tonight at 9 p.m. for the Six Eyes Cover to Cover study over there on Station 2. You call 515-605-9340. 515-605-9340. We will be picking it up tonight at Exodus chapter 26, verse 1. That's how far we've gotten. We've already gotten up to Exodus chapter 26 from Genesis chapter 1. We hope everybody will join us tonight. And then, of course, tomorrow with our other programs, join us then too as well. All right. So God bless everybody. Have a good evening. And we are going to say good evening. God bless everyone.
Good evening.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
God bless everyone. Love everyone.
Take care.
Love you too.